Gabe Bullard, let's start with you. Contract talks between the Louisville Orchestra management and the musicians have produced no deal after several months. And today, Mayor Fisher is getting involved.
Yeah, yesterday the mayor met with the management of the orchestra. He met with them around noon. He's meeting with them, with the musicians, in about an hour at his office. He's hoping to help them come to an agreement. Both sides have been open to talking with the mayor. They're working with the Louisville Labor Management Committee as well as the official mediators, trying to figure out how they can put together a contract for the next season.
Now, the orchestra, there was, I guess this is a national union or association that gave this unfair designation. What is that?
Yeah, it's an interesting breakdown of how the American Federation of Musicians covers the U.S. and Canada, but then there's a further breakdown on the local level, and then there's even that subgroup of orchestra musicians inside of that. But the National Union put the orchestra on its unfair list. They say that orchestra CEO Rob Berman had hinted that the orchestra could pursue outside musicians, possibly even non-union musicians, to play the season if they didn't have a contract in place. Berman says he never said that it was taken, the part of his testimony in court was taken out of context, and that's not something that they had seriously considered. But no matter what, the AFM did put the orchestra on the unfair list. That means that any musician who's a member of the union who provides services for the orchestra will be punished. There are fines. It hurts their reputation. It could end a musician's career if they cross that line. The interesting thing about it is that it would have been possible. It seems like the management has said that it would have been possible to encourage a few musicians to come and rehearse and practice and prepare outside of the union. But the musicians, of course, say that's not really the case.
Who now, you talked about who else is on this unfair list, and it's an interesting list, right?
Yeah, there's an orchestra in suburban Dallas that's on the list for a similar sort of deal. Contract negotiations not really going right. And then also Mr. Wayne Newton is on the list as well. So, and you can get off the list essentially by putting together an agreement, by having a deal with the union, signing a new contract.
Is there any sense of optimism that you can tell that a deal is possible?
Well, even their mediator says both sides are very far apart. They're doing a lot of these meetings by phone at this point, according to the reports. The mayor's involvement may spur some sort of activity, but it's not yet clear. The core of the dispute is how big the orchestra needs to be and for how long it needs to be that size. The musicians say they've offered to knock the number down from 71 full-time musicians to 60, and instead of a 37-week season, a 35-week season. The management says that's not sustainable. They say that there are some musicians who don't play for that whole season, and so they've offered this tiered system where musicians would be in three different tiers, and those tiers would be signed to contracts, some as short as 10 weeks. That's been the offer that's put forward. The musicians have rejected that because they say 10 weeks of payment is not enough for a musician, that you're not going to get the best musicians that you can when they'll only be signed for 10 weeks at their normal pay rate.
So 2 months of performances have now been canceled. What will we be missing?
Well, there will be a few concerts. The Fanfara, mm-hmm. I'm maybe pronouncing it wrong. That was supposed to start September 10th, and that has been canceled. And then there are a few other shows happening in September and October that won't play. There are 6 official orchestra concerts, but then the musicians say there are 17 performances that people could attend, some educational performances and whatnot, that now will not happen of the orchestra. So it would have been possible, according to musicians, to see them 17 times in this space. That no longer will be possible.
Now, other organizations use the orchestra and performances, the opera, the ballet. What will they do?
Yeah, the ballet during this impasse decided and had communicated with the orchestra that they will use recorded music. You'll remember they, I believe, used some recorded music last year. These negotiations have been going on for a while, and so the ballet had already used some recorded music. For the Kentucky Opera, it's a different situation. A singer works better singing along, having a conductor, having live musicians. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to have the opera perform without live musicians in the pit. And they always used orchestra musicians, but now they can't. The opera officials have promised that they will have a live performance for their season starting next month. It's not yet clear how that's going, though. The opera has reached out to the union. They are trying to get a few musicians signed on. The opera is not on this unfair list, so it should be okay if they can work out that deal. However, again, that seems pretty far apart, at least from the parties involved, from what they're saying.
Will this delay in the schedule affect the orchestra's bankruptcy emergence?
Rob Berman, the CEO, says it will not, that the plan essentially outlines what would happen if a labor contract weren't signed. There are other activities the opera does that don't, or not opera, the orchestra does, that don't involve the full orchestra playing or the orchestra playing at all. So those activities will continue in the meantime.